Kick off your boots and turn it up.
Turn up the volume. It's the weekend.
It's time for New Local Country First.
I love listening to the radio while I'm driving. It gives me a chance to explore new music and also just helps pass the time.
You're kicking country on
Buck 92.3,
where country legends live.
Hey, this is Jeremy with Kicking Country and Keeping It Local here on Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com. Today, I got Adam A. Ross with me. Adam, how you doing?
Hey, doing good, Jeremy. Thank you for having me.
Let's get into some questions now. How did you first get into country music?
At a young age, I'd say around 16 or 17, I was listening to a lot of Tracy Lawrence, Alan Jackson, artists of that nature. And I thought to myself, you know, even younger, I thought to myself, listening to pop and other things, that I really, really enjoyed singing. I wasn't always, you know, I never have been the greatest singer. I always knew in my heart of hearts that was something I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. But listening to those guys like Tracy Lawrence, Alan Jackson, and others, John Michael Montgomery, I thought to myself, well, I need to start writing songs. So I bought me a mini tape recorder. This, you know, the days before super technology.
Yeah.
But I began to write songs without music. And I have no idea where those files are. But, man, they were pretty good songs. But at a young age, you know, I began to write.
Who are your biggest musical influences growing up? I know you mentioned Tracy Lawrence, Alan Jackson. Was there any other ones?
You know, growing up, I'd say a lot of pop, a lot of country, but somebody that sticks out and just was influential because he couldn't be beat by anyone was Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
He was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Prince as well.
Both of them. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and they just had such talent. You know, maybe at a young age they were kind of prepared to be in that position, and they handled it well. They were really good at what they did, and they were someone you could look up to. I remember when Thriller came out, that was really the first impression on me of music being great. Mm-hmm. I had listened to a lot of things and things that my parents were listening to, but that one stood out to me more than anything. So, you know, and I don't know that anybody would ever answer that for the most part, but yeah, I'd have to say Michael Jackson, you know.
Mm-hmm. If someone's never heard your music before, how would you describe your sound?
Man, it's like everything but nothing else. As much as I've tried to stick in a genre, I can only be myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I write the songs that I write, and I write them all with an acoustic guitar. You know, I start with that and build the whole song from there with other instruments. But you only get what comes out. You know, I'm from the country.
Yeah.
But I don't always write country. But man, I love to write country. And I think that I have accomplished some things in country and writing some really, I don't want to, you know, say it the wrong way, but writing some really great songs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been fortunate that I've been in the right place at the right time and just writing from the heart. And those things turned out good, man. And they turned out to be great country. But I never want to set myself to one genre.
Yeah. Speaking of writing, where do you usually find your inspiration for your songs?
Just in life, you know, at times when I was young, a little bit younger, I would make up songs and songs about heartache, songs about just things here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But I found those songs to be some of my better writings because I found that they really didn't put too much information out there.
Yeah.
You know, what a lot of these record labels are looking for, they don't want to hear too much, I don't think, about you.
Yeah.
But they want something that relates to everyone. And I'm not a yes man.
Mm-hmm.
But I take the music and do what I can with it. But where does the music come from? It comes from real life. It comes from heartache. It comes from celebration. It just comes from joy. It comes from letdowns. It comes from so many different things, you know.
Yeah. Is there one song that you've written that means the most to you?
You know, I'd have to say On My Own because I wrote that back in 2009. I was driving from Dubuque, Iowa, over to Fort Wayne, Indiana, and had a lot going on in my life. And I really just could not get it out to the people around me because I just didn't feel comfortable speaking on a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But You know, I missed a lot of things, my children, my family, and I just put it into a song. You know, and I was working in the Midwest on my own, and it was just something that really, really came through. And I felt for once I had written a country song that was a hit.
Yeah. What does being a local artist mean to you?
Being a local artist, you know, it means you're on your way. You got to take that first step. Nobody's ever going to take it for you. You've got to walk out that door, and you've got to put forth that effort. And to be local, it means that you're grinding. Mm-hmm. It means that you haven't got where you're going, but man, you want to be there.
Yeah.
And, you know, the people that you meet along the way, you never know who you're going to run across. You never know who the good Lord God is going to put in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
But that local scene, it just shows, man, that you want it. And I'm not trying to be selfish about it when I'm not putting it on the people, like saying the people of the local scene that support you, because, of course, they're everything. If they don't want you back, you're not coming back. Mm-hmm. You know, you're either going to make that place money, draw that crowd, or you're going to move on and, you know, what do you call it? Back up and punt.
Yeah.
And try to put on a better show the next time.
We'll be back with more Adam A. Ross.
Hello, this is Adam A. Ross, and you're listening to Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com.
I left Fort Wayne with my heart in my hand, looking for love and the promised land. It ain't nothing out here on my own. Stop dropping rope, but I ain't talking fire. And it burns like hell, this life's desire. It ain't nothing out here on my own. From Davenport to Newport News, you can't tell me about no blues. And all I've learned, this one thing, it holds true. With your love, I'll just stay out here alone. I miss my kids, miss my Madison fly, and I hope like hell that I can sleep tonight. But it ain't nothing when I'm out here on my own. I drive this truck any way it goes, 'cause I know soon that I'll be headed home. But it ain't nothing, 'cause I'm out here on my own. From Davenport to Newport News, you can't tell me about no blues. And all I've learned, this one thing, it holds true. I'll just stay out here on my own. So don't stand there and lie to me, when your word love means nothing, you see. And all I've learned, this one thing, it holds true. From Davenport to Newport News, you can't tell me about no blues. And all I've learned, this one thing, it holds true. It's your love, it ain't worth the notion. Your love, it ain't worth the hurt. No, your love, I'll just stay out here alone.
Country. We'll be right back on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
The General Agency has been through it all. After 110 years of experience, the General Agency in Mount Pleasant knows how to deal with the unexpected. Just as important, they know how to respond. That's why General Agency has partnered with Auto Owners Insurance for decades. Auto Owners Insurance provides protection in uncertain times, and in those times, the General Agency goes above and beyond by offering a chauffeured claim service. They take any hassle out of the process. They don't pass you on to an insurance agent, they work with them. It's like a valet service for all your claims. Knowledgeable, committed, trusted. That's the General Agency. Visit them today on Broadway, downtown Mount Pleasant.
Welcome back to Kickin' Country. Country first on Buck 92.3, where country legends live.
Now back with more Adam A. Ross.
What can fans expect when they come to one of your shows?
Man, they can expect a down-to-earth individual who is sincere, writing from the heart. But once I hit that microphone, you can expect the power.
Yeah.
My range is not what everybody else's range is. You know, I have a range. We all have a range. But what do you expect? You expect decent and in order, well done, prepared, and powerful.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember your first live performance?
Yes, sir. At a younger age, I was working, you know, I saw an ad in the paper, and I was so wanting to sing. And I was living in Columbia, South Carolina, and I looked in the paper, and this was, you know, back in the college days. So I looked in a section for musicians wanted, and there was an ad that said, you know, they need a singer to sing such and such music. I can't recall exactly what it said, but I called the individual, and he invited me over to do an audition. I knocked on the door. Funny thing is, you know, it was three turns down from where I was at in Metro Columbia.
Yeah.
And I guess you don't call it Metro Columbia, but in the city of Columbia, our capital of South Carolina, pretty huge. Three doors down, a knock on the door, and the gentleman opens the door, and it is gold records to the wall, you know, wall to wall. And I'm like, who the heck is this, you know? But anyway, long story short, it was one of the original founding members of a band called The Occasion Speech Music Group. It had a one hit song that I know of that was I'm a Girl Watcher was the name of it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a pretty big hit, I guess, for beach music back in the 50s and 60s. But they were older and retired, and they needed a singer. So, man, I auditioned that day. I took that job. I practiced so hard, Jeremy. Worked hard. I thought I had a good voice, and I believed that I did, and I do. But you got to have that experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I walked up, you know, ready to go. They turned the lights on. The music hit, and I couldn't remember my name. So it was something else. I've never been. I don't know that I had stage fright, but I forgot what I was doing.
Yeah.
You know? And here comes the second bar of the intro, and nothing came out. It was terrible. But they backed it up with the backup track. Got me going good. We recovered before the end of the first set, and we just kept going. But it was a heck of an experience. I couldn't say that anybody's first opportunity to do any major singing or to go out and play live, to be affiliated with a band of that prominence and who is that successful. It was a blessing. It was a blessing because it put me in a spot that I wanted to be in the long run.
Yeah.
So it gave me great hopes.
If you could open for any country artist, who would it be?
Right now, it'd have to be Chris Stapleton. I mean, you know, I told you that I was really big into Gary Allen, and I told you that I'd love to open for him, and I would, but he doesn't play so much. So thinking about it, too, Stapleton's out there playing, and that's a hard ticket right there, man, to be the opener for that.
He's pretty good.
Be a bad, bad man just to open for him. But, you know, that would be an honor, be a great thing, but that's why I'd set my standards.
Here's one of my favorite questions I like to ask. Your road trip snack of choice?
I'm picky, but I'm not. But at the same time, you know, like the only thing that comes to mind is And I'm not endorsing anybody, but stopping at Bucky's, man, getting some beef jerky.
Yeah.
That's where it's at for me, because it fills you up pretty healthy, keeps you going.
Mm-hmm. Your favorite country song of all time?
Should Have Been a Cowboy, Toby Keith.
Yeah.
You know, I never was a cowboy. I never was raised. I was raised in the country, but I wasn't a farmer. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I wasn't a lot of those things, but what I was country.
Yeah.
And that song hit home, you know. Should have learned to rope and ride.
We're going to get into some closing questions now. What's your biggest goal you're chasing right now?
Biggest goal I'm chasing right now is to get recognized, you know. And we're not talking personal life because we're here on this radio show. So in the music, my personal goal is just to be recognized for the things that I've done. And the work that I have put in.
Yeah.
Just to be worthy, you know, and it's not about anybody's eyes, if you're worthy or if you get lucky. I know luck goes a long way, but this is hard work and you have to, put in the work, but just to get recognized and say, hey man, this guy has put in some good work, and what he has accomplished, what he has put together, that is good work, radio worthy work.
Yeah. What advice would you give other local musicians just starting out?
Man, it's hard work. Everybody says, well, it's got to be fun. And it does have to be fun. But, man, you better be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
You better be prepared to get kicked in the teeth. You better be prepared to fail.
Yeah.
You better, yeah. And I don't mean it in a terrible way, but, hey, we all are going to fail at some point.
Yeah, you just never know. You might show up to a gig one night and nobody shows up.
Hey. Yes, sir. That is very true. You know, that is very true. But yeah, struggle, man. Learn to struggle. And I don't mean struggle to play the song. I mean, this is a fight. There are highs and there are lows in this. There are days when you say, man, I'm one of the best. And then there's days when you say, why am I even doing this?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that next good song is like that next great golf shot. You know, you can hit every ball to the right or in the pond. But, man, you hit that one shot, and it's just like you – I hate to say it this way, but you nutted it.
Yeah.
And, and you're coming back for more. So music is that way. You got to love it. You got to be dedicated. If you really want to be in it, if you're having fun, go have fun. But if you're going to be on the radio, you better put it in.
Mm-hmm.
And don't ever give up. Don't let anybody tell you cannot do it, because you can.
Adam, here's our final question. Where can fans follow you on social media and hear your music?
I've got several pages. You know, you can follow me on Facebook at Adam A. Ross. I do want to say Adam A. Ross will pull me to the top of any music platform, whether it be social media or streaming. There are so many Adam Rosses out there. But I don't have a period on the end of my name. It's just Adam A. or on the end of my initial. Adam A. Ross, don't have a middle name. But with that being said, Facebook, you can find me on there. I have a fan page. I have, of course, my personal page. But I have Instagram, Adam A. Ross, TikTok, Adam A. Ross, Twitter, Adam A. Ross. And you can find me on every streaming platform. I have some music out that I've chosen to release. I'll be releasing albums. This is the plan. We only know what today it and right now are bringing, but the plan is country album Adam A. Ross entitled On My Own to be dropped August 13th, 2026.
Sounds good, Adam. I want to thank you for your time, and it's been a pleasure interviewing you and getting to know who Adam A. Ross is. I appreciate it, and hopefully we get to do it again pretty soon.
Jeremy, I can't wait. It's gonna be great. And listen, can I just say thank you to Al Garcia.
Yep.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, Michigan Country Entertainment. Thanks, Al. And Adam, I want to thank you. And it's been a great time. And we'll talk to you again real soon.
Yes, sir. God bless.
You're listening to Kicking Country and Keeping It Local here on Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com.
Hello, this is Adam A. Ross, and you're listening to Buck 92.3 FM and Buck92.com.
I ain't been buying a while, I've just been sifting through all the memories I can't undo. And I'm so here in my mind, but my heart's so far away.
And I just call out your name, but you can't be found. And I'm so sorry to say that I'm not coming round. There's an image of you, but it don't look much like me. At me, it's just a figment of me, of what you believe. And I'm so mad right now that I can't even speak. And the eyes, you know they cannot lie, but I know you do, so it's alright. It's so awful of you to do me the way that you do.
Sounds, hometown voices, and new country you heard here first. Wherever the road takes you this week, Buck 92.3's got the soundtrack. Be good to each other, and we'll catch you next Sunday.
Where our country legends live.